So when I meet with my advisees, there are several things that I tell each advisee to pay attention to before they schedule for classes for the next semester. The first thing is you really need to think about what your area of specialization is. Second thing is be aware of student organizations. Third thing is what's your internship going to be? Fourth thing is, are you aware of the PACE work study program? And the fifth thing that I always talk about is education abroad. So those are the five things that I want to briefly touch on here. So your area of specialization, if you don't know, it's like a minor or a second major or a mini minor. You have to take, I believe, four classes outside of the School of Visual Communication in one area. So it could be art, Spanish, business, marketing, interior architecture. Usually people pick their area of specialization based on what they want to do when they graduate. So if you want to do something relating to another country, you take a foreign language. If you want to do something 3D modeling for interior architectures, for architecture, you'd take interior architecture as a area of specialization. So what are some good areas of specialization? One of the things that you could do is talk to the upperclassmen in VizCom and ask them, hey, what's your area of specialization and what are you going to do with that when you graduate? How do you meet the upperclassmen? You get involved with the student organizations. So if you're in multimedia, you want to join OUMS, Ohio University Multimedia Society. They go to New York every fall. They go to a different city every spring. They tour multimedia firms. You interact with the alumni that graduated a long time ago. You interact with upperclassmen that have already had their internships. I highly recommend getting involved with that. If you join Ohio University Multimedia Society, you should join the Facebook group that they have, and jobs are posted there, internships are posted there, freelance information. So it's a community that's really strong. The other areas of study in VizCom also have student organizations, photojournalism. It's NPPA. Talk to Marcy Nicewander about enrolling in that. Society for Photographic Illustrators is for commercial photography. Gary and Larry are the instructors in that area, and they could tell you how to join. And Society for News Design, SND, is run by Julie Ellman. So whatever your major is, you should definitely join the student organization for your sequence in VizCom, and you're welcome to join the groups in other sequences to get to know other VizCom students. So that's kind of the student organizations. If you are enrolled in OUMS or involved with it, the likelihood of you getting a job upon graduation goes up exponentially, because that's where the jobs are posted, close to the graduating time in your senior year. Okay, the third thing I wanted to talk about is internships. Every VizCom student is required to have a paid internship. How do you get your internship? Start with being involved with the student organizations. So the student organizations, the seniors, will tell you where they've interned, which internships are good, bad, what they did, and what the locations are. That's the first step. The second step is to start to cold call companies in your hometown. The third step is if you get a work study job on campus and you work all year, that counts as your paid internship. So you've got some options on internships, and you got to start thinking about it sooner rather than later. If you wait until your junior year to start looking into internships, it's going to be a lot harder to find one. Okay, PACE is the fourth thing I wanted to talk about. PACE is work study, and it's offered through the Office of Financial Aid. If you go to the financial aid website, look up PACE, P-A-C-E. The whole process happens in the spring. in the spring semester. So during the spring semester, you apply for the program. When you get accepted to the program, they show you all the different work-study jobs that are available on campus. And you apply for the jobs that interest you, which relate to your major, whether it's design, photography, interactive. You apply for those jobs, you interview for those jobs, and most everybody gets interviewed. And most everybody gets hired. And again, the students in the student organizations can tell you which are the really good jobs and which are the really bad jobs. You get paid. You build your portfolio. You get your paid internship done. You meet people. You have things to put on your resume. You'd be crazy if you did not apply for PACE work study. So that's the fourth thing I tell everybody. The fifth thing is you should think about education abroad. And if you are going to go abroad, talk to your advisor about what options are available and start to plan that out your freshman year, so that if you know you're going to go abroad in your junior year, your advisor will tell you which classes you should not take so you can take those when you're overseas. VizCom traditionally offers a photojournalism program in Scotland, and we've offered design programs in Asia and video production, documentary storytelling in Germany and Ireland. There are a ton of other programs across campus that you could do your area of specialization in another country. So something that I have all my advisees think about is education abroad. And if you want more details about it, either talk to your advisor, me, or talk to the Office of Education Abroad. So in summary, number one was area of specialization. You need to think about what that is. Number two is join the student organization. Number three is you got to start thinking about your internship. Number four is PACE, work study. Look into it. Number five is education abroad.